Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love. We're back once again. Another Twin Flame Radio coming at you.
In your face.
You're so silly. Thank you, family, for tuning in with us for another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened and crazy king, Chris. Say what's good to the family.
What's good, family? What it do is, Mr. I'm going to be spiritual with or without you. With an F. With or without you.
You're so silly. Mm-hmm. Well, we're back. We were gone for a week. We went out of town for a spiritual vacation with other spiritual people at the Soul Glow.
Number three. Say what?
Third year in a row going strong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing what we do. Going down there, connecting with people, couples, singles, everybody. Anybody who's on a spiritual path, you know. We had a lot of great things going on. We had A lot of great conversations. We learned a lot of great things. We learned how to make talismans.
Ooh.
You know, Divine is always down for the magic.
Right. They don't taught me how to make talismans.
Right?
I'm about to say talismans. Talisman. Talisman.
We played games.
Oh,
we ate good. Mainly because of the guy sitting next, well, across from me.
Yeah. They just don't know, man. People think that I'd be joking when I tell them that I would titillate your mandible.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's mandible was titillated. I got a lot of hugs. It's very rare when dudes hug you because your food's so good. Dudes hugging me like, hey, bro, that's the best sandwich salmon ever had.
He like pushed me out the way too. Like,
I know, I was like, bro, I give your man his love. I was like, huh? Man, it's a spiritual retreat now, but man.
We were up in the Smoky Mountains, and man, family, when I tell you, not only was it beautiful up there, but it was just purely spiritual. Just being out there with nature. You know, being amongst, you know, the animals and the fresh air and the...
I seen stars. The stars was
different. Oh, my goodness.
Things.
The stars were beautiful, yeah. I seen constellations.
Yeah, I seen constellations, too. I seen all 12 of them. I usually just see the Little Dipper. I seen the Little Dipper, the Big Dipper, Orion's Belt, the dude with the bow and arrow. everything up there. What's
dude,
the dude with the bow and arrow? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I sound country.
You do sound country. You've been down in Tennessee too long.
Down there too long, boy. Everybody was so nice.
Everyone was really nice.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Yeah, we did.
Very good time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back. Mm-hmm. Back to the city life. Mm-hmm. And back online, on air.
Mm-hmm.
And so this week, fam, we're going to be talking about being spiritual when your mate isn't.
Mm.
So we get a lot of questions, mainly because we came into this together.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of people don't have that same opportunity. It's either one person who comes into it first, or a person comes into it and then they meet someone who isn't, and
right.
they start a relationship. So mm-hmm. we often get asked, like, how do you explain your enlightenment or this spiritual journey to someone that you've been sharing years with?
Mm-hmm.
Or how do you introduce it to someone that you're starting a date and you don't want to kind of scare them off?
Because
as you can imagine,
yeah.
they would be a little freaked out if, you know.
You're burning money in the dark. You're giving up the last piece of chicken to some statues.
You're praying to some gods that they've never heard of.
You're speaking in tongues. Namo Bhagavate. I'm like, what are they doing in there? What are they doing?
So, yeah, we get asked a lot of questions about that. Like, how do you handle it? How do you introduce it? What do you do? How do I get the other person to join me? You know, so we're going to go in on all of that, fam.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to give them a little background about our journey?
Yeah, I remember when you had your fill of Jesus juice, and I just was starting to partake in the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the Jehovah Witness elixir.
What's up with all the liquids that you're naming? But go ahead.
Well, I had the Jehovah's Witness elixirs coming by, you know, give me those Final Call magazines
yeah.
and all those great stories about triumph and triumph spiritually. And you had your fill. And he was like, you know what? I was all into it. I was forehead first with it. But I was young. I was like in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Trying to find the Lord. And then I realized, well, they couldn't answer my astute questions that they didn't know either.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started doing what we did, you know, learning about Dorishas, learning about altars on our own together. Being untraditional, we didn't have anybody to teach us, or we didn't know of anyone who knew of what we were believing and feeling what was right.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of gravitated together in unison with the spirituality.
Right.
But, you know, I do a lot of consultations for people where one person will be heart, body on the spiritual, and
mm-hmm.
the other person is still loving the titillating taste of Jesus juice. And what I always tell the person that's heart, body, and spirituality is lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
Let your light embrace them and compel them to join forces with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're trying to beat it down their throat, when you're brainwashed, the first thing you want to do is be combative.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if your partner or your mate or whatever, they see you winning, feeling good, smiling all the time, who wouldn't want to be a winner?
Exactly.
And that's how we consumed our close loved ones,
mm-hmm.
by winning.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that you cannot deny, when you put in the work spiritually, you get rewarded. Unlike
mm-hmm.
other elixirs. Put in work, you pay for the work.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get anything tangible, or you don't have any good stories to tell. All you can say is what's in the word.
Mm-hmm.
The word says. No. What do you say? I don't worry about the word. I want to know about what your experience is.
Why do they call it the word?
They call it the word because that's all it is. It's a word. It's kind of like Kim knows word up. It's the code word. No matter where you say it, you know that you'll be heard.
You always quote the old song from like the 80s or something.
And the Ace had some bars in their words. They have bars in their messages.
Well, let's explain to the family a little deeper about how we came into it.
Okay.
A little background history on us. So we've been together, it'll be 24 years next month.
Yeah.
So we're no youngins here.
I'm young.
Well, you know what I mean by
I'm still sexy as ever. You know, large and in charge. You know what I'm saying?
So as I was saying, we've been together for 24 years. I myself grew up in a super religious family. Pretty much grew up with my great-grandmother who went to church maybe about 3/4 days out of the week. And that was when she had slowed down. So, you know, I was forced to go with her a few times, you know, out of the week, especially on Sundays. Sundays was like, you had to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really felt like I belonged. I never really understood it. The stories were good because I'm a, you know, I love to read. So I enjoyed the stories. But then when I started getting old enough to try to understand why things were going down the way that they were going down, I wasn't getting fed. I wasn't getting the answers that I needed. And so I remember my one of my older sisters taught me how to get out of going to church by faking to be sick every day.
Blasphemy.
I know, right?
Yes.
And pretty soon, you know, my grandmother's a smart woman. She caught on that I didn't want to go, so she stopped making me go.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily, at a young age, I wasn't forced to really go into it, but I still grew up with, you know, my mom and other relatives who would quote Bible verses and everything like that. And it just never really resonated with me. Now, on the other side, you didn't really grow up in church or anything like that. You grew up hearing, you know, the verses and stuff like that.
I grew up on the Church of Bobby Jones Gospel.
There you go.
BGP once a week for like an hour. And that's where I got my church in.
Yeah, but you didn't really
have
to experience the full on.
Hours and hours. No, I had games to play. I had toys to play with. I wasn't going to church. My mom grew up Catholic, though. She went to Catholic school pretty much her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So she was hard body in the word. And when I was younger, she was like, I want you to find your own way.
That's good.
Yeah, she allowed me to join the Church of Love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always had a strong sense of who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I always knew right from wrong. And I was able to have the uncanny ability to coerce other people around me to do right.
Mm.
I was like a hero. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My nickname was Incredible Chris as a child because I had a way of gathering people together to do good.
Aww.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like I was like a hero in the hood.
The hood hero.
Yeah. But yeah, Bobby Jones Gospel was what I learned from.
And then I remember when we, you know, after high school, we went down to Atlanta to go to college, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, most young black people do.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were singing. It was fun.
We were.
We were thinking, how are we going to sing it?
We were living the college life.
We were.
We were living the college
we
life.
We were rewarded with a child.
And we produced a child.
Yeah.
And then that's when the real struggles came into play.
Yeah.
And like most people, when you're going through some significant amount of struggle, the first thing you do is search for
somebody to help me.
Somebody to help
me. Somebody save me.
And you know, for me, I didn't know what to do. I was feeling kind of lost in that moment because I know I didn't want to turn to church. I didn't want to turn to, you know, religion or anything like that. But I didn't know what to do. So I was just kind of in a funk. That's when you started looking for, religion.
That's when I turned to weed.
Well.
And
after that.
After
that, you started searching for some kind of religion and I remember you bounced around with a couple things in the beginning.
I was going through everything. Jehovah's Witness, Christianity, conversations with God, everything, anything you can think of spiritual-wise, I was going in. Except
mm-hmm.
I wasn't really drawn to Muslim, you know, I wasn't really drawn to the Muslim. I didn't like the way they made the women, like, extremely submissive. Like, they didn't count.
Yeah.
You know, because I grew up around all women. I had a lot of strong women in my life. And I always put women on a higher tier than most men. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I didn't like the way
I'm not going to say a lot, but I'm like some men. You like a powerful, strong woman.
I love it. You know, that's what I grew up around. So, mm-hmm. you know, I gravitated to what I was accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men, unfortunately, don't have strong women in their life. So they gravitate to what they've been privy to.
Mm.
You know, if your dad was really abusive or, you know, talked down to your mom, you'll more likely do the same thing unless you evolve, if you evolve, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, but yeah, I always wanted a strong woman, and for me, Muslim wasn't for me. It didn't feel right,
mm-hmm.
and I was big on what felt right. And, you know, unlike my idea of what religion is now, what I was trying to get out of it was the peacefulness. I wasn't focused on all the lies, and I was just focused on the light side.
Yeah.
But in order to really get the totality of something, you have to embrace the darkness within it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just didn't like that. It just, well, I wasn't being fed.
You weren't, and that's why you kept jumping around.
Yeah, I was famished spiritually.
And I remember when you were jumping around, like you were, I remember you started out with the, you found that book, Conversations with God.
Oh, yeah. I was reading that. Like,
and
crazy.
You went hard body on that. And I remember you were just so excited. You were talking about, like, hey, listen to this. The dude said he was talking to Jesus, and then Jesus said this, and he wrote to him. And you were so enthusiastic about it. And I remember I kind of had to play along. Not, like, play along, but I just wasn't excited about it like you were.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we kind of, which was good that we had an understanding of, was that you didn't try to force me mm-hmm. into it, and I didn't try to force you out of it.
Yeah.
We had to let each other find our own way.
Yeah.
But we were able to do it in a union.
In a union. I thought it was cool that God had a son named Jesus. What? God had a son named Jesus? You heard of him? He was like, yeah, I heard of him.
And I remember after that, you went to church a couple times. And I remember you would come home and you would be like, you know.
Drained.
Yeah.
Drained.
And you would try to get me to go with you. Like, you want to go with me next time? And I'd be like, no.
I kept saying, like, for some reason, I just can't get up there and testify. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. And then when you got bored with that, you moved on to something else.
Moved on to something else.
And the Jehovah's Witness, I think that was like the final straw for
you. Yeah, I was done after that. I was like, you know what? I cannot take any. I'm getting spiritually diabetes. I can't take no more juice.
I remember you were excited about it in the beginning.
I was.
And you were like eager to learn and everything like that. And then after a while, you just kind of gassed out of it.
I went to one of their meetings. I went mm-hmm. to a Jehovah's Witness town hall, whatever it's called. And it was like, yeah, everyone tucks their shirts in here. I was like, well, I'm not tucking. You know, I'm not doing that.
Mm.
Well, everyone normally, you know, all the girls wear dresses. My daughter had on jeans.
You took Devin?
Yeah, I took her while she was like, yeah, I took her wherever I went because you worked third shift then.
I didn't know you took her.
Yeah, I took Devin. She was up in there eating those Jehovah's Witness crackers and everything.
Isn't that daddy? They were coming over to the house
yeah.
and you were meeting with them. And I would just excuse myself and go in the bedroom. And
yeah.
they would be like, you know, your wife doesn't want to join. And you would be like, man,
she's not a believer.
She doesn't want to do that. And once you had finally realized that this wasn't for you, it was like I remember we had that conversation.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, man, you know, I've been looking for something. I'm not getting what I'm looking for. What's up with this? And I remember when you were going through that, my mom was kind of trying to pull me back into religion.
Yeah.
I remember she bought me this really nice, fancy Bible.
Yeah, it was nice.
And she was telling me how I needed to read the word,
yeah.
Telling me that I might be going to hell. I was going to go to hell if I didn't save my soul and
mm-hmm.
all this stuff. And I remember kind of thinking like, well, you know, maybe let me give it another try.
Maybe hell's not that bad.
And I remember one day I was reading the Bible and I was in the bed bathroom by myself, and you and Devin were out in the living room playing video games or something, and I had just drank the Cherry Coke, 16-ounce bottle, 20-ounce bottle, whatever it is, a Cherry Coke, and it was empty, and it was up on top of my dresser. And I remember I was reading the Bible, and I remember just not feeling it, and I was trying to force myself to feel it, and I just wasn't really getting it. It just wasn't connecting for me. And out of the blue, the bottle just started spinning by itself, and then it fell over and fell off the dresser and fell on the floor, and it spooked the mess out of me. And I remember I shut the Bible and packed it up and put it in the closet, and I was like, I'm done. I'm not reading this anymore. Something doesn't want me to read this. And, you know, it was then that I was like, okay, I'm done. And, you know, I tried it again. I'm still done with it. You were done with it. And that's when we had that conversation of, you know, okay, so if we're not Christians, if we're not believers, what are we?
We kept trying to define
ourselves. We did. We kept trying to define
ourselves. No, we're atheists slash agnostics.
Because people would always ask you, like, well, what are you? And we felt like we were supposed to be titled. We were supposed to be in a box. And we were trying to force ourselves inside this box that we didn't fit in.
Yeah, I was like, I still like witch movies, though. I like those scary type movies. You know, I was drawn to the witchcraft and the things that people would deem was scary, but to me it was intriguing. You know, like movies like The Craft, I could watch over and over.
Yeah.
You know, all those things that people say, don't watch those movies in the dark. It was like, whoa, that's why I like to watch movies.
Right, in the dark with the candles lit.
With some popcorn. Yeah. In my birthday suit. I'm not talking about that one.
I'm done with you. We're coming up on almost 30 minutes in. I want to remind the fam, if you want to call in, you have any questions, concerns, or just want to say what's up, our phone number here is 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, if you want to ask a question, just hit the number 1. That'll let us know you want to come through, and that's what we'll do. We'll bring you on through. So what about for the people? So since we kind of grew into it together, you know, even though we were both going through our different things at different times, we eventually grew into it together. So what about the people who have been in a relationship for years, you know, let's say married or they're just in a committed relationship, and one day one person just wakes up?
You know, what I tell people is we don't walk the same, we don't look the same, we don't think the same. So it's not mandatory that you believe the same. And if you know your mate, if you know that you're going to tell your mate that, hey, I don't believe this way, and it may cause, like, turmoil in your relationship, don't tell them. I'm going to be real.
So you're saying that they should just, like, practice spirituality? Was that me or you?
That was you, babe. I'm on mute.
Too. That was you.
It was not me, baby.
So you're going to say that you would say that they should practice spirituality like in the closet?
I'm not saying in the closet. I'm saying just do it on the low in the beginning.
In the beginning,
because
okay.
Because sometimes a drastic change would change a relationship drastically.
Yeah.
Some things you may want to throw little hints. Like, honey, you ever heard of the Orishas? And they'll be like, no, I never heard of that. You're like, you know what? There's this, you remind me of this one Orisha named Ogun. Let me tell you a story about Ogun. You're like, ooh, I am kind of like Ogun. Let me read more about it. You make them inquisitive.
Or they could read it in my book.
Or they can read it in your book. I am. But sometimes you got to, like, I got a really strategic mind. And sometimes when you are risking something, you got to come at it from a strategic standpoint. You just can't come out and say, hey, I don't believe in Jesus no more. I don't want to do it no more.
I agree with that. I don't think that you should come out so hard. And I think that's the mistake that a lot of people make, is that when you do wake up, you're so revived. You're so rejuvenated with, you know, everything that just finally clicks and makes sense, that you go hard body, and when you go hard body, you're in it 24/7, and then you kind of shut other people out.
Right.
Or, and, or, you start trying to beat them over the head to come into it as
that
well.
That was my method.
Oh,
I was like,
you were caveman.
I was caveman and people at the family reunion. I had my own little corner. denouncing elders. Like, come here, elder. Let me tell you something about what you believe in, elder. You know, and people was getting mad at
they
me.
Were.
Mm-hmm. And I realized, wait a minute, these guys believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I to tell a 60, 70-year-old elder that what you believe in your whole life, you've invested all your money and faith in this thing your entire life and it's wrong? No one wants to hear that.
Right.
No one wants to hear that they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So the misconception that a lot of people, a lot of Christians think that we believe that we don't believe in Jesus. That's not true.
Right.
He's not for me, but mm-hmm. I believe in him because you do.
See, there's a thing where when enough people collectively believe in anything,
mm-hmm.
we have the power to create whatever.
Does it?
We are of the creator, which means that we also can create.
Right.
You know, it's just like if your mother was a great cook. Sorry, you may be a good cook, too, if you applied yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's the same thing. So there is a Jesus. I'll just leave it at that.
There is a Jesus because enough people collectively believe in him, and they form this entity named Jesus
mm-hmm.
that they pray to, that they've given a consciousness to, their statues of him.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he don't hold no power, but if you believe that he does, you'll have a synthetic feeling that he does, even though you're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone that I know, unfortunately, who are partaking in the Jesus juice, they embrace suffering on a subconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever your idol is being beaten down and they're losing, they have a visual of losing, and you're saying, "Oh, I love you, loser." You're embracing suffering,
mm-hmm.
whether you want to call it that or not. You're mm-hmm. embracing someone that's coming third or fourth.
Agreed.
I want to embrace people that are winning. Mm-hmm. And that's all that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I like to win. And I've been winning ever since I've been embracing gods that win.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So my point is, when you embrace this spirituality is nothing more than learning more about yourself.
It really is.
Period. Mm-hmm. You're looking at yourself from an innate view. And not an outward view. You're not taking parables and allegory and dogma and formulating into this belief system. You're learning who you are inside. And you're projecting all that love outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, with religion, you take what's outside and you put it in. And then you project what was given to you outwardly. And sometimes that can be misconstrued because you don't really, when you believe, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know, you know, there's no need to believe because I know. So when you embrace spirituality, you create what I call your know system, and you're stronger. I can go into a church today and say, is there any believers in the house? Everyone will raise their hand, but not me, because I know I'm strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing about embracing a spiritual view of reality. It gives you this, like, this armor where you can go anywhere and you have faith that your guides, your deities, your higher self, and you yourself can do anything
mm-hmm.
because you know that you're one with the creator and you are with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I've learned through spirituality, that the creator is in everything. Like, a lot of people don't realize that rocks have consciousness, but the consciousness of a rock isn't just stuck in that rock for eternity. Rocks have what I call a consciousness that you can project yourself into, and it comes and goes like the wind. It's not just one solid consciousness forever for that rock. Since we're of the creator, we can experience consciousness within everything if we choose to. And that's the beauty of being spiritual. You can project your consciousness in trees, any object that you think is innate, since it's of the creator and you're one with it, you can project your consciousness and experience life as that object. Because you are the creator, you know. A lot of people, what I realize with spirituality is you can go as far as your consciousness can conceive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to just, when I'm like, not bored, but when I don't have anything to do, because I always got something to do, it's really rare. I like to just ponder. I like to project myself out in the ether and just travel in my mind. I make up stuff. Like, yeah, I'm just making this up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But by me making it up, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
There is no makeup. Whatever you can conceive is on one level. And that's what I do all the time. I always win because I say I'm winning. And I feel it and I believe it, so I know I'm winning. And I've been winning. Even when I get so-called not good news, I'm still winning.
All right, so I'm going to pull you back some because you went way out there.
Sorry, babe.
It's all good. So back to the relationship part of it.
Oh, that's right. That's what the show's about.
The show's about relationships.
I turned into the old me, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, babe.
So I'm going to wheel you back in.
Spiritual bully. Yeah.
All right, so I like your idea of slowly introducing it to your mate, and I think that that's a good step to go with.
Yeah.
Bringing up certain things like the Orishas, maybe watching certain movies, watching TV shows, documentaries. But what about when you're ready to take it another step forward and you're ready to erect an altar?
Mm.
You're ready to start doing more spiritual practices in a home. You're reciting mantras. You're doing spell work, you know, things of that nature. That's when, for most people, it really gets spooky.
You know,
and we've heard both sides. We've heard people come to us and say, you know, well, what do I do? You know, they don't want me doing this stuff. They say it's witchcraft. They say it's evil. They say I'm invoking, you know, dark things or whatever. And then we've heard it from the religious people too. Like, you know, I don't know about that stuff. I don't want to be bothered with that. Or, you know, why are you changing? Why, you know, what are you doing? You know, you did a complete 180. You were this way one day, and the next day you're just all in. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, so what about the people who are ready to up their game and their spirituality?
I think after they've eased them up a little bit, eased their mate into it a little bit, I think they should tell their mate this. Babe, I want to learn these mantras and see how it makes me, see how we win.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel good to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love your mate, and if your mate is for you, and you don't have a mate that's jealous of you, because some mates are jealous.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want their mate to do better than them. They want to hold that power over them. But if you have a mate that loves you, they'll be fine with you trying to grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the goal for you guys to grow. So if because mantras was my thing in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
it really wasn't your thing. Your thing was divination. Well, that was my thing in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't feeling tarot back then.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling mantras. So I went my way and you went your way.
Right.
And then we always came back and said, this is how I feel. I feel empowered. You're like, you know what? I can read. I can get and pull things from the ether. So I didn't judge you and you didn't judge me. But
right.
if you have a mate that's judging you, let them know this is how it makes me feel. It makes me feel good.
Mm.
I'm not hurting anybody. No one even has to know. This is just something that I want to do. And I want to try new things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in a relationship, you should want to try new things. You know?
And I would also say, because we understand the eagerness of being, you know, on this journey, try to take baby steps if you're living with someone.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, while they're at work, they come home and the house is completely transformed.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, big cauldron in the middle.
Right.
Where's the TV, baby? I'll burn money tonight, honey. You don't have to adopt that.
Yeah, because you have to understand that they're not on this journey with you yet.
Yeah.
They're seeing it from the outside looking in. So you have to take baby steps in that. And it's good to do that anyway, because you don't want to jump all in on something anyway. I think it's good to kind of ease your way into something new, because if me personally, I feel like if you jump too far in, too much in, too quick, you're missing the experience. You're going to burn out.
I'm going to tell the family a secret. It ain't even a secret, but when I first got my altar up, when I was burning money, sitting in the dark with candles and these statues looking at me, in the beginning, I was like, what the heck am I doing? Am I crazy? I'm burning money. I was like, man, I'm really going there in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I asked her, like, baby, you feel kind of crazy? It's because we were brainwashed into thinking that that was crazy.
Mm, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we started getting benefits,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, I'm not going back.
Yeah.
I remember one of the most momentous, best things of my life was when we got all the Bibles out of the house. It was like it was on an Easter egg hunt.
I couldn't believe how many Bibles
we
had.
We had like
in
seven
house.
Bibles in here.
One of them was mine. The other six were yours.
I know. What I do? Sold them. I said, I'm going to sell these things. Got like $8 off those seven Bibles.
I kept my mom's Bible, though, because it was a gift. But
yeah, that was a nice one.
It's nice. It's packed up in the closet.
It's burnt. Carol.
Shut up. You know, I don't know where that Bible's at, though, to be honest with you. Do you really?
I don't. It's in the Jesus corner.
He's a goofy.
That's one thing about that I love about my spiritual family, my master accelerator, my Tyrone family. When we get together, we all be laughing and having a good time.
Yeah.
We let loose and we have a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's accepted because there are no rules.
Mm-hmm.
There are no rules. You want to wear shorts? Wear shorts. You want to wear flip-flops? Wear flip-flops. You want to wear a dress? Wear a dress. There are no rules.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is cool. There's no backstabbing. There's none of that. Well, I'm not privy to any of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the beauty of our spiritual dream team.
Yeah.
We have outings. Since I've adopted the spiritual path, I've been traveling around the country more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I know the Spirit got me. I don't worry about money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't worry about money no more.
Right.
Because we got it. Spirit mm-hmm. got me. As long as I help others and do for others, we're mm-hmm. winning. Yeah.
Yeah, so I would say, you know, start small, you know, introduce things into your daily routine in small doses. Again, you don't want to freak your mate out. You don't want to freak your family out, you know. And, you know, when you're on your own time, when you're alone, then go all in, mm-hmm. you know. But when there's other people around or if you're living with someone, I would say, you know, do small doses. Get them used to it first.
Yeah.
And then start growing more and expanding more. And then when they see you doing more and doing well with it,
mm-hmm.
then they'll either accept it. They'll accept it and want to know more themselves, or they'll just realize it's not for them. And that's okay. That happens sometimes.
You know, your most important job here on this planet is to grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So if it means that you have to get a divorce from your mate because they don't want to grow spiritually, you're going to have to divorce that mate. And when you grow spiritually, you're going to find someone else that's on your same spiritual tier, your same spiritual tier, that you can grow even more together. Sometimes you have to strip yourself from the baggage in order to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, it's going to be a little challenging in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but your goal is to grow spiritually. And if someone's embracing a dark view of reality by not wanting to grow, leave them behind. Leave them in your dust. One thing I want the family to know is this. Unlike most religions, when it comes to the spiritual side of things, the biggest tool to use, they're free. The sun,
yeah.
mm-hmm. meditation,
mm-hmm.
nature, breathing, invoking joy, helping people. That's how you grow spiritually. You can't buy your way with this stuff.
I'm so glad you said that because that was the next point that I was going to make is that you want to do things that don't seem too abnormal.
Right.
You know, go on nature walks.
Yeah.
You know, go on a walk with your spouse in the park and just point things out to them like, honey, look at that tree or look
yeah.
at that bunny crossing the road or you know what I mean? And get them to kind of see things in the way that you see things. You know, introduce them to yoga. Mm-hmm. Introduce them to meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have them try these things out. And don't bring it to them with the spiritual aspect first.
Yeah.
Bring it to them in the sense of
love, joy.
Yeah. Health. Mental well-being,
yeah.
you know, things of that nature. And then let them have their own spiritual experience with it. A lot of times what we do is that we try to push things onto people
mm-hmm.
and we try to push even our spirituality. We try to push it onto people. That's the same thing that religious people do. And when you recognize what you're doing, then you can kind of understand how that can offset the harmony of the relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, introduce it in a way where you're not shoving something down their face because people, let's be honest, people are very, very protective of their religion,
yeah.
their religion, their politics and, you know, their family,
yeah.
you know, they're very protective of it. And if they feel like you're attacking it or trying to change it or threatening it, then the guards go up.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are, by embracing a spiritual view of reality, I realize that there's a lot of jewels and beauty hidden in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
And by me able to see all the beauty and jewels hidden in plain sight, I was able to see all the beauty and jewels hidden within.
Mm.
And once I recognized all the beauty and jewels within myself, I learned to categorize them, and then I learned to share them with others. And once you start doing that, once you start thinking and producing things for the betterment of mankind, the universe blesses you. Whenever you try to create anything, I ask people, what do you want to do? They say, well, I don't know what I want to do. I always tell them, what can you do to help others?
Mm.
Whenever you think from a standpoint of helping, the universe says, okay, we got someone here. I'm going to give them this
mm-hmm.
so they can help others. So if you're on this spiritual path, you're tired of working, and you want to be sovereign and make money and be successful, start thinking about, okay, what can I do to help? That's when you'll start getting your downloads. When I wrote my books, my entire website is nothing but a service for people.
Mm-hmm.
I could be selling whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I want to help people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm successful, because I'm helping people, family. And that's all I want you guys to do. People are in desperate need of help right now. And by you adopting the spiritual aspect and view of reality, you're going to help your mate in more ways than one. They're going to see you grow, and your chi bubble of love is going to overtake them.
Mm-hmm.
It may take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. It may take a couple of years.
Well, yeah, it may take time. Mm-hmm.
May take time, but eventually, you being consistent is what it's going to do. When you don't think that they're watching, they're like, man, she's always praying. She's always smiling. Wow, she didn't used to talk to strangers. She's talking and smiling to strangers. The beauty about adopting a spiritual aspect of life, other vibratory sentient beings see you,
mm-hmm.
like animals, squirrels, birds, even ants see me now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just come over to me like I'm Pet Ventura. Remember that? Whoa, birds just be flying around talking to me every morning. They whistle their little whistle. I whistle my little whistle back, and we congregate. I'll be congregating with the animals.
I'm so silly.
I'm serious.
So.
See, I told you.
That is me. I'm sorry.
I told you.
I got it on backwards. I don't know.
It's all good, sweetie.
Anyway. Sorry, people are messaging me. So, so that's great. You know, that's great when you can get someone to, sorry, I got thrown out. It's great when you can see, when you can get someone to come along and be interested in the things that you're interested in, because, you know, if someone really loves you, they will open up and want to try new things.
Mm-hmm.
They will, and even if they don't want to try it, let's say, you know, they're comfortable in their box. They're content with how they feel and what they believe, and they are getting something out of it. Because a lot of people do get something out of their religion. It may not be for us. And the reason why we're us is because we don't get anything out of it. We right. realize that there's something different for us. And that's okay. But as long as they're able to accept your journey, your path, and not causing ripples in that, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to look on the other side of that. But before we do, just want to remind the fam, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, you can hit number 1 and we will see that you want to raise your hand and come through. And that's what we'll do. We'll bring you through. I am getting messages, but I am not going to look on my phone. So if you have a question, you have to come on the line.
I heard that.
Not doing messages today.
Yeah.
So what about when the spouse is just not with it?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, nope, not for me. This is devil worshiping. This is against my beliefs. This is crazy. I don't want it. You need to cut it out or else.
You know, it all depends on who's the major breadwinner. I'm not telling the family nothing fake here. If you don't work and your spouse make all the money, You don't want to be like, I'm willingly going to be homeless. You don't want to do that. You want to do it on the low. You want to do it. You want to reach out to the gods and say, hey, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And they will send you someone if you're real about it.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. Now I feel what you're saying about doing it on the low or in the closet or whatever.
Setting them up, baby.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. I see.
Go ahead, do it.
But yeah, you know, at that point when they're at work and you're at home taking care of the kids or whatever, I would petition the gods.
Yeah.
You know, I would ask for assistance in finding my way out. And, you know, let's be real. Spirituality/religion is a heavy part of who we are as, you know, beings,
mm-hmm.
because we're of spirit. So, of course, that's gonna be a heavy part of who we are. And if you're not content, if you're not happy, if you're not satisfied in your spirituality/religion, you're going to crumble,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, your soul is seeking something and it's not getting fed. So eventually you're either going to just decide that you don't want it and you're going to succumb to your spouse's wishes and live in, you know, uncertainty and always wonder what if, or, you know,
unhappy,
or you're just going to break free and trust that you'll find a way.
And win.
And you will.
You will win.
You know, I hate to say for people, you know, break up your home, break up your relationship, you know, but, you know, you might have to if you're really seeking something that's really weighing heavy on you. Me personally, I would.
What's wrong with breaking up something that's already broken?
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to break up something to get fixed,
mm-hmm.
you know, family. And through religion, a lot of people are conditioned to willingly suffer,
mm-hmm.
because you're taught that you're going to get your reward later.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm suffering now, so who the God know I can handle it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy because I'm suffering. Oh, give me more suffering, Lord. I can take it. You know?
Really?
I'm just saying, that's how people think. I used to think that when I was growing up in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I must be really strong because I'm scared. I got jumped 3 times this week. The Lord knows I can take these beatings.
Right.
And then one day I was like, you know what? I'm not taking no more beatings, Lord. Now you hear God? I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to change. I started to hang out in the library.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my little spot. They had AC and all the water I can drink from the water fountain. You know? The church wouldn't let us in to drink from the water fountain. Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah, St. Joseph's. I'll put them on blast. St. Joseph's wouldn't let us. We would ride our bikes and be parched. And we'd knock on the door and the preacher would be like, no.
Wow.
I was like, come on, man. You got the blast water. I can't wet my palate. No. I was like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Turn away thirsty children. Huh?
Thirsty ghetto ragamuffins. We were just products of our environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just going there and getting a drink. It was nothing in there to steal from, you know, candle wax maybe, but we didn't want to hear that.
Right. Yeah.
But back to the story. St. Joseph's.
So we know people who have been in relationships where the spouse has told them, like, you know, either you cut this crap out or you get out.
Mm-hmm.
And very few people have decided to cut spirituality out of their lives and, you know,
yeah.
abide by, you know, their spouse's wishes. And it's funny because we'll hear from them every blue moon. They'll be like, hey, guys.
I want to pray.
You know.
I'm not winning.
I'm still working on them. You know, maybe one day.
Yeah.
He found my little Ganesh and threw it away. Yeah. You know, or something. It's like, you just feel bad for him.
I just feel bad for him. But I just love knowing, hey, we're winning. Yeah. You know, I try to rub it in their face. Like, we're winning.
Yeah.
You can win, too.
You know, but some people just... They're afraid.
Yeah. I mean, but there's a lot of things you can do on the low still, though. You can learn mantras and just never say it around your mate.
You could.
You can.
You know, people think that, that's a good point. People think that in order to be really invested in spirituality, that you have to have the most expensive tools and you have to do, you know, the most difficult spells and performances, and you have to, you know, do these different rituals, and you have to invest in these, you know, crystals, and you have to clean your chakras, and you have to do, and that's not entirely true. Yes, it's great to do all these things, it's great to be fully invested in everything, but what about the people who can't do that at the time? So you mean to tell me that saying a daily prayer isn't good enough?
You know,
I don't believe that.
You know, monks don't do any of the things we do.
Exactly.
They don't walk around with a bunch of tools.
No.
They have some wooden beads and they just count mantras all day.
Yep.
And that's the best place to grow is within.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people fight for their limitations. And when you're limited on what you can do spiritually, you fight for the fact that you are limited. Instead of just doing. Instead of just doing.
Yep.
You know, you cannot judge your path by anyone else's path.
Mm-hmm.
And you put yourself in challenging situations so you can evolve spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you weren't challenged, you wouldn't evolve. You'd just stay stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
So if your situation is rough right now, if you feel as if there's no way out, you put yourself this time in this reality so you can learn. You probably had it rough for 1,000 lifetimes. Now that you're aware of it, do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I felt like. Wow, I'm aware that I'm a reincarnating being. I'm aware that I'm a solar adept. I'm aware that all the stuff that I'm aware of right now, I need to make moves right now, not wait.
Mm-hmm.
There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There's only now. So sometimes, well, no, all the time, you need to make your best decisions right now. It ain't no, oh, okay, Monday. No, right now, make a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you make one good decision, the second good decision might not be seen until you make that first good decision. A lot of people like to see the whole path to things. And when you embrace spirituality, you don't see, you're going down the path with your eyes closed.
Yeah, you really are.
You don't know what's going on, but you just la-di doody, la-di doody, la-di doody, la. But when you embrace religion, you fall off the cliff.
So many analogies.
Yeah. But I just want family to know is don't worry about what your second move is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just know it's going to be a good move.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep making good moves every day.
Mm-hmm.
I get people telling me all the time, how did you do that? I'll be like, I don't know. I just did it.
Right.
I can't tell you how I did it. I just did it. Because if I tell you how I did it, it'll seem too daunting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seemed too daunting.
And not everyone is supposed to do the same thing anyway. So, you know, like we have a friend that came at us and she said, you know, I really am digging this whole spirituality thing that you guys are doing. You know, we've known this person for years and this person has seen us go through different stages in our faith. And
put her on blast. Who is she?
I'm not going to put her on blast.
I'm just joking.
You know, and this person came at us and said, you know, I want a step by step of how you get to where you are now. And I was just kind of like,
you don't want that.
I can't give you a step by step. This is the path that I had to walk. You know, what questions do you have or what is it that you're seeking? And she was like, I don't know. I just want to follow the same exact thing you did. And that's not how it works. You have to find your own path. You have to live your own, you know, truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's that religion mindset.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where religion lays it out for you, saying this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you do it. And this is how you feel when you're doing it. And that's not how spirituality works. There is no, you know, instructions. You just do it.
Right. It's kind of like a tailor fit suit. If you a 2X and I'm a 5X, I'm not going to be able to fit your suit. No. I'm like, this ain't work for me. I look like a fool wearing this suit. Mm-hmm. And that's what will happen. You'll look like a fool and you'll get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is go back to what I said initially. Create your own no system. Because when you do little things, you know, okay, that worked for me. Then you can write that down. That worked for me. Okay, let me try something else. Okay, that worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me try that. That worked for me. So when things work for me and I tell other people that work for them, that's okay. Well, that worked for them too. Okay, so I know I can share this
mm-hmm.
with other people because this worked for me, them, and them, and them. But some things I won't even share that I've done because I know it won't work for people.
Yeah.
I know it won't work.
I mean, and there's nothing wrong with sharing, but you shouldn't, someone shouldn't be taking the exact same footsteps as you. You know what I mean? It's like you said about, you know, fitting into someone's, you know, clothes or whatever. If I leave a track, a foot track in the dirt, and then you try to put your foot in it, it's, you know, it's not going to match up. It's a different foot pattern.
I got flat feet.
You know, you can follow my path, but you may not have the same result as me.
That's it. That's it.
And so, you know, back to the whole, you know, leaving your mate and everything like that, you know, sometimes you may have to walk away from that person. You know, you have to really think, you know, why do I keep getting messages? That's you, I think.
That's not me.
Anyway.
It's all good, sweetie.
Anyway, so you have to ask yourself, like, what is more important? The fact that I want to be in this relationship or me developing my spirituality?
That's the question that you have to ask.
That's the question that only, exactly, that only you can answer.
And sometimes when you're faced with challenging questions like that, I want everyone listening right now and in the future to realize this. Whenever you're faced with something challenging like that, it's because you've been faced with it countless times in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone's calling your name. Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Sanchez.
Hey, Sanchez. Shout out to my YouTube channel, The Enlightened Journey. If you're listening, please go out to YouTube.com and subscribe to the THEE Enlightened Journey. It's, it's an amazing page. I go back and listen to my own videos. I'll be learning from me.
That was a good one, me.
Oh, wow. Look at me. Man, me. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying. Talking about me.
You're so silly.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Women.
All right. So, lastly, let's discuss, what about when you're single?
You know, when you're single, you have true freedom.
Yeah.
You can do, you can travel, you can go, you can just be you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many benefits to being single.
Yeah.
A lot of... spirit said, I'm going to give me a motorcycle when I'm single. But when you're single, there's no restrictions. You can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to answer anybody. You can try things. You can dibble and dab and travel and do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're single, there's no excuse not to really grow spiritually. There's really no excuse.
Well, I don't think that it's hard for single people to grow spiritually. I think it's hard for single spiritual people to date.
You know what? That's when you got to get a spiritual click.
Yeah.
That's when you got to ask the spirit guides to bring me this new spiritual family.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're out there. And there are some beautiful single people.
Yeah.
Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why this dude? He's fly. Why he's single? Oh my God, she's gorgeous. What's she doing single?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to just deal with any old rigmarole loser.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to realize is you might not come here to have a mate.
Yeah, that too.
You might not. Everyone can't have a mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was watching the Bronx Tale, and Sonny told Cohigolo that you're only going to get three great ones in your life.
I remember that.
You probably mm-hmm. missed out on your great ones, so it's time for you to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And you're only going to attract who you are within.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if you're single and you want someone amazing, make yourself amazing. And then you're going to be a beacon to someone else amazing because they're going to see qualities within you that's with them, and then you're going to be drawn to each other like a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
The law of vibration is real, family. If I'm vibrating high and you're vibrating low, we try to come together, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you're attracting someone that's always negative. There's aspects of yourself that you haven't fixed that are negative that's drawing you to that person.
I concur.
So when you're single, work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Invoke enough love in yourself. Be to the world so the world will give you the person that you're being.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to finding a good mate. You know, I had a lot of women liking me when I was younger, and I didn't even see them. I didn't give them time of day because I knew they just wanted me for my looks. I'm serious. And I was cool and silly. But then I ran across you, and you were gorgeous, just like me. You were silly, just like me. And one thing that I really liked about you, unlike me, you showed your strength. And I hid my strength. Because I was already kind of a big dude. I didn't want to just be a big dude, big dominating dude. I wanted to rule through love and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you ruled with you were a strong woman, you were loving kindness inside, and you recognized that in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized your strength, mm-hmm. even though I was hiding it.
Mm-hmm. We were like yin and yang.
We were just like yin and yang. People would be like, how'd you get hurt? People used to ask you, why are you messing with that boy? What you see in him? People used to call me lame because I used to like to drink and smoke. He's lame. Why are you with him? He's like, man, we laugh all day. I ain't never laughed so hard with somebody. And that's all we used to do, was laugh and love and laugh. Be hugging and kissing for like hours. I know it's all subject, but one time we kissed so long.
Hey!
What? I'm going to put that in my book.
We're not here to talk about our makeout session.
Hey, I'm just saying, man.
That's another show.
Facts.
So.
My mom on the line.
No, your mom is not alive.
We can talk about it. Your mom is alive?
No, my mom isn't alive.
We can talk about it then.
Anywho. I forget what I was going to say. Okay, so I think there's a big misconception that when you're single and spiritual, that you can only be involved with another spiritual person.
Ooh.
And I don't think that's true.
It's not true.
I think that, you know, like you were talking about earlier about, you know, you attract what you are. If you're vibrating on a certain level, then you will attract what your vibration is. And sometimes the universe will bring someone to you that isn't on your path.
That's real. And sometimes you may be the catalyst to help someone else evolve.
Exactly.
You could have made that agreement before you got here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So sometimes you don't have to meet someone on your own level because that can be kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you can meet someone that's not on your level and you can learn from each other and you can bring each other up.
But I will say this. If you're single and you're looking for a mate, I would not hide my spirituality.
Now, if you're single,
I would not hide my spirituality. I probably wouldn't expose how deep I'm into it because, you know, when you're first meeting someone, and it's not just spirituality, this is with anything, you know, if you're a diehard reality junkie, you don't want to go in and tell a person like, oh, only TV I watch is reality TV. Love and Hip Hop, Real Housewives, Bad Girls, that's all I watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to think you're crazy.
Right.
But you can go into it and say, you know, I watch a little bit of reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Ratchet? I do. Me too.
Once you start fooling each other out and learning each other and things like that, then, you know, the levels unfold and things become exposed. And, you know, by that time, that person is invested in you. And they'll either decide if they want to go further or if they don't like what they see.
I'm going to be real with the women here. This is breaking a lot of code, fellas. And I don't care because I'm taken. When a guy like you women... It really doesn't matter what you believe in.
Mm.
If he love you, if your pheromones smell good to him, he's going to take you how you are. And he's going to adjust to you.
Mm.
He will adjust to you.
Most men.
If you have a man that's not willing to adjust to his queen, he's not your man.
Exactly.
He's in it for what you can build him up. I didn't want a woman to build me up. I came to the table already built. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what type of man you want. If you're that nurture woman, you want to work on a man and build a man up, you may attract someone like that who isn't willing to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a queen and you're already on your throne and you want a king that's already on his throne, he's going to take you how it is and he's going to mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because women go innately mess with a good king anyway. It's the men these days that are adapting these feminine type traits where they just want to, I want it like this. I don't care how I'm getting it. I take it. You know what I mean? But I'm a throwback dude though. I don't need much. I don't ask for much. You know what I mean? Everybody different though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where I'm going with this.
I don't either.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
But yeah, I would not, cover up who I am, but I would not expose how deep I am in it either. Because, you don't want to expose too much of yourself in the beginning anyway.
Yeah.
You want to let them discover you, and you want to discover them as well. And, you may have someone in your life that is open to, your journey, who may want to dabble in it themselves, but, maybe had curiosities in it, but never knew anyone who actually did it or didn't know how to go about the approach. And, and you were sent to them by the universe or the gods or whoever to introduce that into their lifestyle.
You
may have someone that, doesn't want to dabble into that with you, but they're full-hearted supportive of your journey.
I'm going to get a family a jewel here.
Drop it.
If you're a woman or a man and you're embracing the spiritual side of things and you're not sure or you've got some curiosity if your mate isn't fully on board, go watch a movie that you've already seen that has spiritual connotations to it,
mm-hmm.
and peep their reaction. Act as if you haven't seen it before. Did you see that? Wow, they have an altar. You ever heard of an altar? What is that? You're burning ancestors. How do you feel about that? It's okay. Really? Well, I got one too. You know what I mean? That's a good jewel that I would use.
I remember we were listening to our spiritual parents, our masters, and they were talking about how they met.
Yes.
And our spiritual father, who is, and if I could just pin it down to one word, phenomenal. He pretty much had to introduce, she was already familiar with spirituality, especially since she grew up in a religious aspect, but he had to present things to her in small doses. And she was very
powerful.
Yeah, she's powerful. She's beyond powerful. But she wasn't sure of it at first because mm-hmm. of her upbringing. And so she had a lot of questions, and she would come back with, well, what about this? Mm-hmm. Well, what about that? Well, what about this? And
he's so smooth.
And he loved it because that meant that
she was inquisitive.
Exactly. And when you're inquisitive, you're eager
to
learn.
You're open.
Yep.
And one thing that he did that I thought was ingenious, instead of putting a profile picture up, instead of saying I like chess and all this stuff, he wrote a poem.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a poem and she read it. And they discussed the poem, and that's how he knew that he had an intellectual. I used to write poetry for you, and I thought it was okay. And you was digging it, like, this is pretty good. I write poetry too. I was like, wow, you're pretty deep. And, you took it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I say that to say that, you don't have to only look for someone who's on the same path as you,
mm-hmm.
And, another thing, some people will feel like, well, I'm Buddhist, and someone else will say, well, I'm Wiccan, and it's like, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm human.
Yeah, you know, it's, you're both, it's not necessarily about, you know, which path you're on. It's about the journey that you're looking for.
I like that, which path. Ooh. But who you are today shouldn't be who you are 10 years from now.
Facts.
So if you're a Buddhist today and you're 10 years from now, you're still a Buddhist, that means that you haven't gone outside of your Buddhist lane in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So all you know is Buddhism. You
right.
know, we dabble in all a bunch of lanes. So 10 years from now, we'll be able to create our own lane, which is nothing more than the totality of all the good that we've learned over the past 10 years
mm-hmm.
versus just extracting the good out of one lane. I'm able to extract the good out of multiple lanes.
Mm.
It makes you much a more rounded spiritual being.
It does.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said earlier, you know, you were on the path of, you know, when we first started out, you were more into the mantras and I was more into the divination. And we still had the same journey. We were just on different paths. And eventually we came back together. And now you are interested in divination. And I know about mantras and, mm-hmm. you know, and it's different things. You know, I remember in the beginning, I was hard body on crystals.
Hard body.
Now I can't even tell you.
We give them away.
I can't even name off crystals.
I'm naming crystals now. Like, you know, that's red jasper. What's that? Mookite. That's some green aventurine. I used to know amethyst and tiger's eye. That's it. Is that amethyst? No. That tiger eye? No. Oh. That labradorite? No.
Labradorite.
I like that sound. Labradorite. Grown.
It's so silly.
Yeah.
I think it's funny you still call it Labradorite.
I'm always calling it Labradorite. If you got a dog and it's a lab, it better do right. Ooh, that's how I learned my crystals.
Goofy. All right, so I think we've pretty much covered everything. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I still know what I'm talking about. I just don't hear you talking. We do these shows off the dome, family. We don't know what we're talking about.
We do these off the dome. We kind of threw this one together at the last minute, too. We were going to do something else, and it just wasn't right. So we told the guest that we were going to have on that we wait, we do it another time. Because we want to make sure that, you know, here on Twin Flame Radio that, you know, we want to sound good, but we want you to sound good, too.
Right.
So if you're coming on our show and you're presenting something to the fam, we want to make sure that, you know, the fam is ready to really hear you. So,
right.
you know, you got to be with it.
So if you have a service that you want to come on our radio show and talk about, reach out to me or my wife. I can be reached at thechrisenlighten@gmail.com, and you can mention that I heard you on Twin Flame Radio and I have some services and I'd love to be on your radio show. We can have you on.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking crazy, we'll cut the line and we'll bring up another show. Just that quick.
You can reach out to me as well at IamDivineQueen@gmail.com.
And we both are best-selling authors on Amazon. My best-selling book is Poverty Consciousness. It's an amazing book that helps you extract the poverty consciousness out of your mental. And I also have another book by the name of The Enlightened Taught. It's nothing more than a literary depiction of my spiritual growth. I'm talking some bars in here, family. You really get to know who I am. And I have a radio show on every Monday that you're listening to right now. I have these brainwashed meals. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm on my radio show talking about my radio show. I'm going to throw it to you, baby. Oh, yeah, check my YouTube channel out, The Enlightened Journey, family. Subscribe. Check the God out. You get to see me in person. Well, not in person, but kind of.
Yeah, you get to see you in person,
yeah.
Not live, but in person,
yeah.
And they get to see you being goofy on camera, not just on the mic.
I'm trying to be nice and deep on the radio. I just can't help it, man. I have too much joy. And my website, theenlightenedjourney.com.
Mm-hmm. My website is IamDivineQueen.com, and my new book, I Am, is on Amazon. It's a great book. I've already been getting a lot of great feedback on it. People were telling me they're ready for the next book. I'm telling them they got to wait a little bit, got to leave the first one out there for a little while. You can find it on Amazon. It's probably best to type in my name, Divine Queen, D apostrophe V-I-N-E Queen, because I had no idea when I wrote this book and called it I Am that there were about 99,000 other books out there called I Am. So do a search by my name. And or you can message me and I'll send you the link. And
your services.
My services, I do intuitive readings as well as I dabble in tarot, numerology, runes, astrology, all kind of divination. I'm all on it.
And her soaps and her oils and her lotions.
And I have new products out called the I Am line. And again, like Chris said, there are soaps, lotions, oils, herbal teas, and I'm forgetting something.
If you fly me out to your state, I'll back rub you.
No, you won't.
I'm just joking. I'm about to say, no, man.
Oh, and you can also check me out every other Saturday here on Twin Flame Radio. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the Divine Hour, hosted by Divine Queen.
I love that show. That's such a good show.
Thank you.
It really is.
Aww.
I was over on the couch laying down listening to it, listening to you give readings and help people. I was really proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like to give back.
You give back and I give front.
Yeah, so every other Saturday. I do shows, and majority of the time I'm doing readings. I will give intuitive readings. This past Saturday I did some relationship readings. That was really fun. On some of the calls. Some of the calls weren't that fun. But, you know, that's part of the gig, And I have nothing else to add.
I have nothing else to give. I'm all laughed out.
I'm out. Oh, next week, if all goes well, we are going to have
Queen V.
Another psychic on the line by the name of Queen V. I didn't want to put her name out there yet because I wanted to make sure it was set in stone when she said it.
Yes.
Okay.
She's going to be here. She's psychic. Yeah, she already seen it.
All right. So next Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time, same place, we will have another psychic on. And that's something else we like to do. We like to bring other psychics on because, you know, it's fun to have that other energy out there and, you know, doing it. I don't like, you know, I mean, I like to do it, but I don't like it to only be about me. I like, you know, other people to get their shine on as well. So that's going to be a great show. And we have both had readings by her, and this goddess is amazing.
She's
guys
amazing.
She's good. She's really good.
I want to start giving readings, but I'll just be making stuff up. you're going to find love. Next Thursday at 2:45.
It didn't happen, Chris. Face you made. We got someone that raised their hand. Are you choking?
Go ahead, man.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so we got a caller. I'm going to bring them on. You're the only caller. I mean, the only person with their hand. We got a lot of people, just no one raising their hand. But all right, so caller from 601, peace on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Peace, fam. This is Latoria. I was just calling to tell y'all that I enjoy the show. You guys be wilding. Y'all are so funny. This is very informative. Like, I've been laughing the whole time. I've been listening. Like, say, be wilding on this thing.
Hey, this is what we do. We invoke joy, sis.
I know. So, about the books, yeah. I've actually written 3 books in, like, one night. It was crazy, like, 3 nights ago. So, if you guys could send me some type of information so I could upload my book right now, I'm on Lulu.com, And mm-hmm. I'm having a quite bit of a challenge. But offline, when the show is done, I'll shoot you guys an email or something. Or
yeah.
something on Facebook. If y'all can help
me. We'll help you get published and everything. Mm-hmm. It won't cost you a dime.
Yep.
We'll do that for you.
Okay.
Have your book out on Amazon within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Getting checks.
Mm-hmm.
Winning. So I want you to take our email down. That way when you email us, we'll have yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have a pen? Do you have a pen handy?
Mm-hmm. I got it
All
now.
Right. All right. My email is VTHEE. Chris Enlightened, CHRIS, the word enlightened, at gmail.com.
And mine is I am Divine Queen, DIVINE Queen, at gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, shoot us, let us know. Yeah, mm-hmm. we'll build off the air. This is what we like to know. Help people win out here. Man.
We do.
Yeah, so when you write your book, you know. Like, hey, Chris Enlightened, back, will you help me write this book? Oh!
Yeah. And then you could come on the show and we'll help you put it out there.
Yeah.
We
would love to have you on our show. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Yeah.
That'll work.
That's what's up.
Thank you in advance.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Chris. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yeah.
That young lady sounded like a winner, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She had that winning spunk. You know, a lot of people are afraid to raise their hands. She was like, hey, I got 3 books one night. Huh?
That's what's
up. That's huge.
Yeah,
that's a lot of downloads.
Mm-hmm.
I've written 2 books. You read a big, fat novel. So, you know, it ain't no joke writing a book.
It's not a joke writing a book.
Yeah.
You know, that's something when you're on the spiritual path that, you know, you're so wide open that you are like just downloaded with all this creativity, and you know when you're not centered and everything that you don't know how to really focus that into one thing, or you know you find yourself kind of spread thin or whatever. But when you really get, you know, tapped in and everything like that, you just you're so focused that you can write 3 books.
Exactly. That's dope, man. That's huge.
Right.
You know, she ain't got no kids.
Maybe she do.
Maybe she do.
That don't mean nothing.
Cause I used to ignore my kids. Like, I'm very busy with your mouth. Busy right now. But you know, I'm proud of her.
I am too.
I'm really proud of her.
Yeah.
Man, I love it when people are winning like that.
You know, a lot of people were like, when you know, they offer a service, or when they're doing something, they have this great idea. They want it to only be about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can't always just be about you. You got to open up the doors for other people to get some, too. You know, again, that kind of takes you back to that whole religion thing, you know, where it has to be one powerful person only. And, you know, everyone else got to be the flock. And,
I want to surround myself around winners.
Right.
I don't want to be the only winner. Everybody always be looking at me to win.
Yeah.
Hey, I might want to chill out and watch you run the race.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's one of the reasons why we like to have people on the show, because we don't have to talk as much.
I know. That's real. I mean, I talk your head off, but sometimes I like just listening. You know, that's my own talk.
Yeah, love some other people shine. We love to see people shine.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, we do.
Well, all right, fam. I'm all out.
My throat is dry.
Probably because you've been over there acting goofy all night.
We have 60-something archive shows, and I've been the same on each one.
Yeah.
Have I ever been serious?
No.
I don't think I have.
You know what?
Had spurts.
I'm not going to go there.
I've had spurts.
You're serious.
Oh, you talk about the other radio show?
But not on this show.
I got a show with my brothers called The Powers That See. It's a blogtalkradio.com/The Powers That See. We're on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And, you know, these are brothers I grew up with, so we serious on that show. It's very rare we even laugh.
Yeah, I don't even smile.
But we just, hey.
Y'all mad.
I'm not mad. I'd be
scared. Nah, not
man.
You.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I love everybody. check us out, though. Support us on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's very rare that you get three strong kings on the line like that.
Yeah.
Really giving it how it needs to be given.
Mm.
And I know I'm silly and all, but there comes a time and place where real men need to be real men.
Mm.
And that's what that show's all about. I don't crack no jokes. I say that for twin flames. But you bring out my jovial soft side.
I do.
And they bring out my masculine nature. Mm. And that's just all, that's, you know, that's who I am. I'm both. Balance, harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fam. We will see you next Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time here at Twin Flame Radio, where we will have our special guest, Queen V, on doing psychic readings. And that's it.
That's it,
family.
It.
So we're out. Peace
and
love,
love,
family. Peace and love.